And now, live from the Punky Treehouse, it's...
Punky!
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Good evening.
I've learned out a way to protect my ears.
You've got to protect them now.
I've got to protect my ears, man. Yeah. Got to protect my ears. Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hen.
That bass still sounds a bit loud in my ear against my mouth.
In your ear against your mouth?
In my ear against my mouth, yeah. That seems louder. The bed seems louder than my talking. That's what I'm saying there. I'm sure it's not. I'm sure you're absolutely right and everything's fine. Well done.
I'm
anyway,
right.
You found us. We're going to get going with your El Draco this
okay.
week.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Jesus.
Hello.
You shouting into your microphone, scaring my ears, and then I just talk normally and nobody... Oh, right, I'll just talk in like this, like you're doing as well, shall I?
I'm about that far away from the mic.
Yeah, 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 whatever.
God, kick the show off of being like that.
Mister wants all the glory for himself. Yeah, we'll talk about El Draco this week, because they were really good last week, and we didn't get a chance because I gassed on too much.
Right.
We'll do that later on in the show. But I would like to kick off this this week's Punky. With the news that the first half of the show, I'm calling a John Bolton special. Ask me why.
A John Bolton special? Yeah. Why is that?
Well, it's because this bloke, John Bolton, you see, he sent me an email
right.
to paulieb@punkyradio.com saying all the bands he liked.
Okay.
And saying that he was loving the show, but there were all these bands that he really liked. I asked him, I said, look, what bands you liking that? And he sent me a really unusual list. Not unusual that they're not any good, just that... They kind of spread out amongst the whole time we've been making Punky.
Right.
And we've only really played one or two songs by each one. Really spread out. And I've never made a big thing of them.
So why has he been listening then?
He must have been listening since time began.
All right.
Or at least to all the... He may have listened to all the shows in one go. Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. But anyway, thanks very much, John. I'm so impressed that I'm dedicating the first half of the show to you. First three songs by bands you've asked us to play that, frankly, I haven't played for a long time. I haven't picked them out. I went into the Punky archives back down at the Highwayman's Lodge before I journeyed up here to once again be in the treehouse, Punky treehouse. And this is the Needles. We will have Scaramanga 6 next week, promise you.
Really?
Yeah.
Checking.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll spend 5 minutes on it. As always, I'm just so lazy. The whole of my tooth. Right. It doesn't hurt. I'm just saying that for effect.
Okay.
Yeah, so, first band, basically, the Flatliners, part of the Union Label group, part of our good friend Mike McGee's record label.
Yep.
Out there in Montreal, Canada. These aren't from Montreal, Canada. They are from Canada, but not Montreal. What I want to know is, Tony, what is... this is from an album called Destroy to Create. We have played a track off here before, but we can't remember which one, can we?
No.
Anyway, we're playing a different one.
Okay. We think. We've listened to it.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound that familiar.
Yeah. What I want to know is, what is the Flatliners MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Flatliners.
No. MySpace.com/TheFlatlinersToronto. Oh. That's why I didn't say they're not from Montreal. They're from Toronto.
Right.
In case you suddenly thought, oh, I wonder if that's got anything to do with their MySpace page. Which, of course, it would. The Flatliners Toronto. Tony, my hands are tied. Oh, before that.
Yeah.
Paulie B one. Well, Paulie B and the internet one. Tony. Not one. My hands are tied. Never make this thing in the fire. See your name on the turn of life. Look a bit of pain, a bit of human rights. Open up if you try. I'm a little tip of light. To the independent of a woman that that's right. The real horror of the damnation. Will you fight all the fights? When I try to bring it back, I'm running from the back you check. Bring up a sip and take a dive. Someone else say goodbye. Is it to my question? Why? 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 From the prison to yourself. From religion to the world. When the rich upon a silver side. Down then I say hi. The real horror of the damnation. Will you fight all the fights? When I turn your brain, your back, I'm running from the back you can't. I really did get that right, actually. I just managed to bang in the Cemetery Surfers on the bed just as that finished. That rocks, doesn't it? That don't muck about. Yeah. The whole album's like that, isn't it? We're listening to it.
Yeah.
Frantic, Destroy to Create. Find out more about them at unionlabelgroup.com. They've got a new album out this year. I will try and... Oh, it came out last year. They didn't send us it. I will try and get them to send us it. Anyway. And yeah, find out more about them if you want to just go... If you're on MySpace, myspace.com/theflatlinerstoronto.
Right, okay.
Fair enough. Cemetery Surfers, you'd do well to avoid, quite frankly. All Jeff seems to do is injure himself. Like them by all means, but don't hang around with them. They have things drop on them. I'm going to read out now, Tone. I'm going to read out from this here internet thing that you reminded me is a great source of information earlier on.
And not just a poker machine.
How can I find out the football scores when this telly won't work? He said, how about trying the internet? Oh, good idea. I am a twat. I've been promising to read these out for a while. It means so much to us for you to do a review at iTunes. I can't stress this enough. If you have got iTunes or if you listen to us through iTunes, all that, it's a very good way to hear, isn't it, frankly? Subscribe and all that. Do. It only takes a few minutes. I think the reason some people don't do it, you have to be registered on iTunes, don't you, to leave a review?
Yes.
I don't think you can be a passive listener to it. But register on iTunes. It doesn't cost you anything. Right? And then do leave a review, because we really... do need them, basically. They help us to get more listeners, and they help our profile, don't they? That's what they do. They help our profile.
They help get on the featured page list and move us up a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think to be a member, you have to put your credit card in. That might be one thing that's sort of
I know. It might stop people doing it, but it doesn't take any money off you.
No, it doesn't. No.
Yeah, so, right. I think the last one that I read out was from Lombardroop, which was I was falling out of the sky and my iPod, and all that.
Okay.
I'll read it out again, since you're not sure. I'm pretty sure we've read this one out before, though. I was falling out of the... falling, 5 stars. I was falling out of the sky on my iPod. Was punky, stunning. I am old, now grey, slightly fatter than in my youth, but to be transported to the other world of punky is a wonder, and Tony should relax about men in skirts. We've read that out before, I'm sure.
I should relax about men in skirts?
You should, yeah. He's probably on about Scottish people.
Oh, OK.
Goober.
Hello.
Did I spell that right? Apologies if not. But anyway, I love punky. It's hilarious and has amazing music. So yeah, I recommend it. That's from Thorn on the something or other.
Okay.
Thank you, Thorn on the something or other. I'm sorry that we haven't got the full... I'm not actually connected to internet at present, so I can't look at the full names of these people. Should have thought it through, really. One of the reviews I'm going to read out isn't that great.
Oh.
It's 5 stars, but
that's
a bit critical. Right.
That's all right.
Anyway, this one's good. Amazing show by Benny. I've been listening to punky since last summer, and it's truly brilliant. Excellent music from bands you've never heard of, insane bands from the amazing ability to produce a show when sometimes completely drunk, and inspiration for other music podcasts. That sounds familiar as well.
Well, you've read them before.
I've read them before, but I haven't read them to other people. Yeah.
I think I've heard that one now.
Right. I wonder if you've heard this one. Virtually Amazing by Trafalgar Hastings.
Yeah, I've heard that one.
I don't live in the real world, which is why I love punky so much. It's an incredible show with great music and hilarious hosts. In my opinion, it is worthy of wider acclaim and is by far and away the best and most consistently good podcast I have heard. I've been introduced to so many great popular music beat combos and learned so many new words and phrases through punky that now when I hear the likes of Sweatmaster, the Forget-Me-Nots, Wonk Unit, Wowie Los Args and the Quakes, it makes me spit like a monkey. Paulie V and Tony are such a good double act and have affected me so much, I actually feel like I know the latter and am inside the head of the former. Bravo, I tell you. Bravo.
Wow.
Thank you, Trafalgar.
He clearly enjoys it.
He does. I'll tell you someone who isn't quite so keen.
Right.
K-Sav. Okay. Now, he's given us 5 stars and he's put Gooper. And I think it's only fair that we read out everything.
Well, we always have
it. We're democratic. As much as anything else, because it made me laugh.
Okay.
Right. Gooper, 5 stars by K-Sav. It's a very good show, but I think they like the sound of their own voices more than punk music. Not true, but fair comment. We do waffle on. Right, next up. Punky Rocks, 5 stars by Jack. Punky is a hilarious podcast hosted by 2 brilliant people who have a great taste in everything. Even if you're not a fan of punk rock, you should still subscribe to the show just for Paulie and Tony's jokes. Fucking hell, they like your jokes, man. They are a fan.
Yeah. One every 5 weeks.
I know, but
come on.
It's gold dust when it happens.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Jack. And yeah, fair point. You're more right than Kesav.
I hate the sound of my own voice.
Brilliant podcast by Darkwing87. Punky Radio is the best thing on iTunes at the moment. Paulie B and Tony do a fantastic job hosting this Laugh a Minute show. And the music's not too bad either. Enjoy it, Smacktards.
Nice.
That's nice, isn't it?
That's very nice.
Punky's Great by Mike000. Nice one, Punky. Great show. See, he's gone with the Punky's Great. Listens to you. You do the Punky's Great, don't you? Uh-huh. Punky's Great, Punky's Great, Punky's Great, Punky's Great, Punky's Great. Hello, Smacktars by Grim Gary. Gooper Gooper, Gary in Grimsby calling again. Hang on, you wazzy little grot. What a show. I found out the other day I found out the other day that my niece... I'm going to do it as not his voice, but the one that winds you up. Gooper Gooper, it's Gary in Grimsby calling again. What a show. Found out the other day that my niece, Vicar, has become an emo. So I probably pulled out the gay US accent and tried to do the Kinblurred.
Kinblurred.
It turns out she's not 100% Kinblurred because she lamped me one. And she doesn't like James Blunt. She's a Pink fan. Keep up the great work, guys. Let's have some... Let's have some Dead Men Walking and Damned on show. We can't, you prick. We haven't got the rights.
We'll be taking off the air quite quickly.
But thank you very much, Gary. And the thing is, Gary, what show? He's done. He's doing that new podcast, isn't he?
Yeah, can't he's remember doing what a it's podcast.
Called.
I can't.
I can't remember what it's called, man. Go down our comments and look for on our MySpace page and look for ones from Gary.
I'm sure I'd listen.
Because for the life of me, I can't remember what his show was called. But I think it was going to be called Spunky or Punkette or this is exactly like Punky. But no, he's a massive Dan fan and he's really in, really in County Sensible. He's all involved with the Blah Party.
Oh, okay.
Full on. You might find him on
Gary Spate.
Yeah, Gary Spate. You might find him on the Blah Party's page, which you can link through from ours.
Right, okay.
So yeah, Gary, I'm sorry that I can't remember the name of your podcast, man. I'm ashamed of me. But anyway, that's the updated UK iTunes, and it means so much to us. We really do. In fact, I don't even mind if you call us names.
Five stars
and bung it on there.
Say what you like.
Five stars, bung it on there. Yeah, call us whatever you like.
Doesn't matter.
That would be quite funny. I'd like it if the next five, which is five stars, but slag us off. Say something nice, but you know. Right, Tone, have you got any podcasts, Ali?
I do. Thank you all so far for your votes this month. It's a new month on Saturday, so just hold off your votes now until the weekend if you can. If you go to punkyradio.com.
Oh, hasn't it gone fast?
It has, hasn't it? Even that extra day this week has not helped stretching it out.
Does that mean ladies are going to ask me to marry them again?
I think out the other day, yeah.
That was once every 4 years. Get a load of women lined up outside my flat. With flowers and that.
Really?
Yeah, loads of them.
Beautiful.
Loads of them, yeah.
I never leave the house on that date, you know.
What, just to be on the safe side?
Yeah, yeah, you're never too sure.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to have to stay out of the supermarkets. That's where they hunt.
If you go to punkyradio.com, top of the screen, important, please vote for this link. Hit that, enter
I'm
your email
telling you,
address.
They hunt in supermarkets.
So no, okay, well, shop on the 28th, and then don't leave the house for the first.
Stock up like it's the fucking Blitz. Stock up and nail yourself in until February the 30th.
Duck and cover. Yeah, and vote for us, please, at Podcast Alley. There you go. In March. Vote. Yes. Get your head out your twat and vote Punky. See, he knows.
He does.
Michael Dalrymple. Thank you very much. Votes every month. Thank you very much.
Michael Dalrymple. He's a lad, Mike. He like is. Him.
I think so. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
From Buttons and the Whore.
Oh, that's
here
nice
are my
of
shorts.
Yes, turncoats.
Yeah.
They got more votes than us this month. Someone's cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll be doing that poxy voting. I reckon they will.
Poxy.
I reckon they'll be doing that poxy voting, bloody Canardinans.
And finally, Punky is an awesome weekly podcast.
True.
If you have any interest in punk rock, in comedy, modern culture, or if you're an Anglophile,
fair enough,
you must give this one a listen.
You must.
JD Bolton.
And if you don't like any of those things, don't fucking bother. That's John Bolton.
Oh, probably. Of course it is.
Unless it's Jane Bolton, what he calls himself on a Friday.
Well, it's like...
No, I'm Jane Bolton today.
Almost like we planned it, but we didn't.
In it, we didn't. No, that's just lucky, innit? Anyway, how about that? The last comment on Podcast Ollie's from John Bolton, or Jane Bolton, as we're now going to call him, clearly. This is a Jane Bolton special. Call it a Jane Bolton special, will you, this
okay.
week? All right. And this is from another band that he wanted us to play that he's been missing. Hayride to Hell. This is from their album Hayride to Hell and Back, right, which has got loads of tracks on it. It's got, it's all done in Roman numerals, Tone.
Oh, no.
13 tracks. Of course it's 13. Unlucky for everybody. It's on Batfinger Publishing. HeyRideToHell.com. We okay. got them through Hairball 8. We got them through Tallman Brett, who I should be seeing in LA. La. I just called it La.
La.
Hey, La. Where are you going, La? I'm going to La, La. La, La, Land, La. Yeah, La, La, Land, La. I was in Liverpool last week. Fucking twats.
okay.
Did a bit for local paper telling how much I liked them. Lies, all lies.
Lies.
so yeah. Anyway, this is something that this is about punky actually.
Okay.
The song's called "Serving Mankind," which I think we do.
That is true.
What I want to know is, Tony, what is Hayride to Hell's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Hayride to Hell.
No, MySpace.com/Hayride to Hell and back. Gave you a little clue that time.
Oh,
poorly being internet name. 2, Tony Neil. I might as well call it poorly being the poker machine 2, Tony Neil.
It just clicks every minute for no reason whatsoever.
Is it a poker machine? Is it a poker machine? Carpool tunnel.
Click.
Yeah.
All day.
It's better click. Than your fucking click. Microwave then.
That just goes bang.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
All right. It doesn't serve mankind.
No.
Like we do. They pay me this money, so I guess I love to kill. Another better than animal, sitting on my grill. Better spot, we fall, watch me. Each stuff is out, go on the tree. He-Man, the other of the white knee. So the green, if you know what I mean. He-Man, the other of the white knee. So the green, the one below. Now you can give me since you're my thing. But feel my freezer, make me feel like a king. Find this air club, big in the bay. Wanna try something new, I'm a play. He-Man, the other of the white knee. That finished a bit sharpish, didn't it?
Didn't it?
Yeah. Thank heavens for post-production.
Yeah. That was seamless, I'm sure.
That we spend so much time on. It's like the only post-production you do for this show is like, bang it up there.
Yeah,
it's done.
Okay.
It's done. Bang it up there. You shouldn't say that, should you? Bang it up there.
No.
Hey, I'll tell you what you should say, though. You say, hello, Paul, if you're on Facebook. This is the dead 60s when they were good.
have you heard the new stuff yet?
No.
It might be alright.
I heard that one, the one song that I wasn't that keen on.
Right.
I saw it on telly on time.
Oh, right, okay. So you have listened then.
But yeah, only one. But yeah, I haven't heard it yet. I'm not being very fair to them. But I haven't heard, I think, because I'm out of the loop now. We used to get,
yeah.
When we were working at a radio station that shan't be mentioned.
Yep.
Dead 60s people were on the phone to me going, you still playing Dead 60s? We're loving this. And going, brilliant that you're pushing them and that. But now we're out the loop.
Now we're global radio stars.
Yeah, now that we're global radio stars, they don't get in touch.
With a bigger audience.
Yeah, while we were playing to fucking 65 punks a week, I was interviewing Kings of Leon. But now we're... Now we're international global podcasting stars. No one gives a fucking shit.
Bizarre.
Even Mike McGee in Canada now the nerves stop getting in touch.
Oh god.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Facebook, I'm on it.
You are.
I blame it for my poker addiction.
Do you?
Actually, yeah.
I blame the poker machine you carry around with.
Yeah, but I found it through Facebook, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. I introduced you to it. How bad do I
feel? Yeah, you introduced. Because I'd managed to successfully avoid it.
Yeah.
In favour of the higher brow preoccupation of Scrabulous.
Yeah, with Scrabble at the time. And I'm like, oh, I've just started doing poker.
Yeah, have you really, Paul?
Oh, really?
You're playing Scrabble. I'm doing. Well, the thing was, I thought, hang on, he's being more of a man than I am. I can't have this. I've got to get on it. And look what happened to me. A shadow of my former self with a dodgy tooth. Blame it all on the poker. Add me.
Add you.
Not you. If you're on Facebook, add me. Just type in Paul B. Edwards. It doesn't take long. There's not many of us. There's a lot of Paul Edwards. Type in Paul B. Edwards to your search thingy. You'll find me pretty quickly. I'm in the London network if it's a help.
Or just type in Punky. There's definitely not many of them.
Aren't there? You find me that way. You find me anyway. If you do find me, add me. If you listen to the show, I don't want fucking randoms. If you don't listen to this show, don't add me.
Right, okay.
That should be fairly easy. It's funny, isn't it? I feel more pissed this week than I did last week. Last week I had a skinful. This week I've had two cups of tea and a dodgy tooth. Right. George L. Smith. Yeah, okay. If you add me, I'll write something funny if I have the time.
Right.
I've got to do some catching up. There's a lot of people who I haven't written funny stuff about yet. I will do it, I promise you. George L. Smith, a.k.a. the legend behind Eclectic Mix, is our mate George.
All right.
Right. We added each other. He's called George, I'm called Paul.
Yeah.
We met, would you like to say how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly in 1970. Me and George were once half of a popular beat combo from Liverpool with our friends John and Ringo. Right. That's the second time I've got a popular beat combo into this week's podcast.
Yeah.
Cool. If it wasn't a Jane Bolton special, I'd call it a popular beat combo special. I became wealthy selling sock puppets to children across the UK. George squandered his wealth in an attempt to perfect the broom, a task he labours on to this day. We worked at the Beatles in 1970. We travelled to India to meet the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi in the spring. All true. Rachel Spanneth of Boston, Massachusetts. Boston, Coffee, Boston. Now, we all know what's in Boston, don't we?
What's that?
You know, that the TV show.
Oh, yeah.
And some important history. I'm giving you this information, so this makes more sense. So that's where Rachel's from. But you know how me and Rachel Spanneth met?
How did you meet?
I'll tell you, we met randomly. Rachel and I have an interest in tea for very different reasons. And I was very upset to discover that no one knew who I was in her local as well. Cheers. Claire Spikings, I'm going to tell you the truth here. Okay. I am Claire's cousin.
Oh, right.
But ask me how we met.
How did you meet?
We met randomly. Claire is my cousin, unlike her sister, who is my poussin. Her mum and dad, however, are just poultry. Don't believe a word Claire writes on her profile, by the way. Her favourite ever song is Cotton Eye Joe by Rednecks. She knows all the words and stings them under her breath at Christmas when she's tipsy. This is true. And she does not like being reminded of the fact that when she was about 10,
yeah.
I said, Claire, what's your favourite song? She went, I'm not telling you. I went, okay. And then she wasn't tipsy then, she was 10.
Okay.
And then a few minutes later, she went, where do you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? I'd be the lunch of a girl. Where do you come from? Where do you come from? I said, is that your favourite show? Song? She was, no, it's not, no. And then sang it all day. So it is. And now I tease about it all the time. And she refuses to believe she ever liked it. But tough luck, Claire. You like Cotton Eye Joe, deal with it. Jeffrey Stevens, Tony.
Okay. Jeff Stevens.
Jeff Stevens is a stand-up comic that I know off the circuit. He goes under the name of Harvey Oliver.
Right.
He's also known as being, because he was the comic at Rodney's Stag Do on Only Fools and Horses.
Oh, right, okay.
Right, he's a good lad as well.
Yeah.
Would you like to say how we met, though?
How did you meet?
Well, this is kind of true. We met randomly in 1985. Jeff witnessed my very brief pitch invasion of QPR v Forest, in which I got as far as the back of the goal at the away end when a steward spotted me, shook his head and scared the living bejeebies out of me. I only wanted to kiss the goalie. Honestly, give him a uniform, I think they're Hitler. Right, and that is true.
Right.
Me and my mate F, age 15, staged a minor pitch invasion at QPR Forest 1985 when Forest scored and we wanted to go up and kiss the goalie because we were so happy.
Yeah.
But a steward saw us, so we ran back again.
Okay.
And Jeff was at the game.
Nice.
23 years later, finally recorded for posterity. Adrian Stewart, Tony.
Yeah.
Adrian Stewart is an insider in radio.
Is he?
Yeah. I knew him when he worked at Liberty Radio. When I did a bit of right, Al Fayed station.
Really?
Strangely enough, yeah. Al Fayed paid me for a few weeks. it was just a few weeks. Three right. copies of Punch, but never any to drink.
Nice.
And Simon Houlihan used to work there as well. I know, who's a guy at Bracknell.
Yeah.
Right. And anyway, so that's officially how we met. But would you like to know how we really met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. Adrian and I bonded over slingback heels and Toby Anstis. I don't mind wearing one, but the others make my feet ache. And it was, I was writing for Toby Anstis' show.
Oh, right, okay.
And I was on there as a guest at once a week. So, anyway, that's kind of true. Anyway, Tone.
Yes.
What's happening now?
I've got...
Did you hear that bing bong? That was me closing something down.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no. Bing bong.
At least it's not going click.
Avon calling.
Beep.
Yeah, yours does it as well. You've been playing more than I have recently.
Oh dear, what?
You have.
I haven't been playing more than you.
You have been playing more than me.
What have I?
What did you say to me last week? You went, had a quiet week, been playing poker. Blake was slow to email back. I've been playing for 5 hours a day.
I did not say 5 hours
yes,
a day.
Yes, you did. Sorry, you said five and a half.
I said 5 hours in one day.
That's 5 hours a day.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, if that day happens to be Wednesday.
You getting all worried about it. Shit, man, I've done 37 hours in a row. Don't worry about it.
I'm not worried. It's just, you know.
You are worried.
I can handle it.
Your voice rose a bit. You're a bit concerned. I think you're...
Well, I lost 30 grand today.
You're scared. You're scared. You're addicted. And you even know how much you've lost.
Yeah.
As soon as you know how much you've lost, man, it's down here from there. 441,000 for the record.
Yeah. I've got the US iTunes reviews.
Oh, very good. Let's hear those.
Thank you all for your reviews. Do reviewers. Every few months, read them out. I read the US. Paul reads the UK.
Although okay. I go to the US and you go to the UK.
Oh, cool.
I know, it's amazing.
Believe it. Okay, here we go. Love it. I stumbled across your podcast and I am hooked. I've long since grown out my hawk and taken out my piercings and work in a lame office, but the punk in me will never die.
Good.
Thanks for keeping me entertained.
Tony, sorry, man, I'm going to play that again.
And that's from Shambug 85.
Thank you, Shambug 85, and I'm sorry that I wrecked the reading out of that.
Can't think of anything clever to say, which is unusual, as we are quite clever in stupid ways, but week after week, this is the best show on. Doesn't even really need the music. The talky bits...
it does need the music.
The talky bits even managed to make up Mr. Edward's strange magician beard. That's by the frenzy of tongues.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I have got a strange magician beard in that I'm a strange magician.
That's why I just thought it might be
like my mate Justin who we were watching last night.
Justin Illusion.
He was fantastic, Justin Illusion, wasn't he? I need to get in touch with him again.
He's good, actually.
He's a great bloke. He's a really brilliant bloke. He's still living in Bristol. He's moved to Clifton. Right. I do need to... I'm in Bristol next week. I'll try and... No, and this weekend, in fact.
All right, March.
I'll try and track him down.
Cool. All right.
Yeah. Just why did you say all right March?
I just keep remembering March this weekend.
Is it March? Oh, yeah. Well, March the 1st, I'll be there. Yeah, I'm there before that, though. I'm there.
You're doing...
Oh, no.
Someone's getting a proposal.
Oh, Bristolian women are going to ask me to marry them.
There you go.
They normally do anyway. They don't need an extra reason. I'll have to catch up with Justin Illusion.
You have to call him Justin Illusion.
I'll say, Justin Illusion, can you make me fucking disappear? There's a load of women banging on my door again.
New review. Yes, it's pretty good. Well, it's not like they asked me to write this or anything, you know, join the show or anything. Right. One of the two podcasts I look forward to each week.
What's the other one? Punky again?
Probably. Is it twice? Great sense of humour, great taste in music, great judge of character. Thanks, Paul and Tony. Keep it up. From Dagzine.
Thank you. Dagzine?
Dagzine.
How's that spelled?
Dagzine.
I wonder if that's the Demented I'll Go fanzine.
That would make sense, wouldn't it?
No, but it won't be. I don't think they've got one. She's making it up.
All right. Oh, got your sickle.
Yeah, no, I honestly don't know
who right, okay.
what that's about.
America loves Punky. That's a blatant lie. But I love Punky and so
no,
should
it's
you.
Not.
That's what they put in here. You know,
likes it more than England does.
It's just great classic punk song after great classic punk song.
It's not that either. With this review's rubbish.
With a lot of... 5 stars, though.
Fair enough.
With a lot of different offbeat stuff. Just thrown in the mix.
Oh, that's better.
If you can find a podcast that plays better classic punk, I'll be amazed.
You can't.
So subscribe or get torpedoed.
You can't. Oh, that's recent then.
Yeah.
That's recent. The torpedoed.
These are all quite recent. By Long Live Hippies. I mean, I checked iTunes about 3 weeks ago and there was no new ones at all, so they were all recent.
So well done, you lot, for paying attention to us. Thank you. And do keep them coming. They really do help.
Yeah,
the more iTunes reviews we get, the more people hear the band.
Yeah.
And I know that some of you are going, yeah, you know, just listen for the jokes and that, but we are in it for the music primarily.
Yeah.
And we want the bands to be heard by as many people as possible. Hence, us asking for iTunes reviews.
Yeah.
Because we can talk to each other all fucking day and we don't mind if nobody listens.
No.
Right? But we are, seriously, you're helping the bands out, so just fucking do it, all right? If you haven't done it yet, fucking do it.
Yeah.
I've had enough of this time. I've had enough of these people not doing it. Those of you that have done it, you're brilliant. But the rest of you, if you haven't done it yet, fucking do it.
Do you want the rest of them or shall we?
Yes.
Leave
I
it?
Want the rest of them.
Okay. Punk is great. Great punk bands from all over the world.
Yes.
Two British idiots running it all.
No.
Who could ask for more?
Geniuses.
By I Hate Hipsters. Check out Punky Smacked Hard. Punky Radio kicks ass and deserves to be featured on iTunes.
Yes, it does. And it is.
Give it a listen.
In the UK.
And do them a favour and post an iTunes review. The show rocks and every review helps Paulie B and Tony get noticed. Peace, Marcus from XY Rocks.
Yes, thank you, Marcus. But as I say, it's not about us. That does sound, after what I just said, that just sounds so bad. It helps me get noticed personally. It helps more people hear the bands.
Yeah. And hey you, finally, hey you, get this podcast or else the mighty gods of Punky will do a drive-by twatting.
Yeah, we might.
And that's from Hyper Knight.
Hyper Knight! He's the Knight of Hyper! Or something. Hey, shall I play the next song then?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for all the iTunes reviews. We do appreciate it. Thank you. This is the last one in our Jane Bolton first half of the show special. I'm only called Jane on a Friday. This is by Model Citizen, another one right out of the woodwork there. Model Citizen, who were on Nicotine Records. Remember we did a Nicotine Records special?
Yeah.
All that time ago. Italian record label.
Was it the one that was a half special? Or was it mixed between that or something else?
Was it a mixed one? I don't know. Oh, it might have been mixed. But anyway,
yeah.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And Model Citizen are American. They're from Alabama.
Nice.
Which reminds me, the Johnsons, when we played a few weeks ago, and I said they're from Oxford. They're not, they're from Amazingstoke.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Model Citizen, you know, memory boy. Mm-hmm. It just drops in, it's random information, but it drops in. Model Citizen from Alabama, Birmingham, Alabama. Right? And we played Empty Room, which is featured on their MySpace profile, which is a great song. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Model Citizen's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Model Citizen.
It is.
Had to be one of them.
Poorly being internet too. Tony one, and this is Don't Want Me Around. Of course you do. So that is Model Citizen. Nice track, though, isn't it? It's kind of, it's very southern. I think that is a very southern rock sort of deal.
Yeah,
it's good. It's got, it is a bit alternative. I'm not saying it's like Lynyrd fucking Skynyrd.
No.
But I'm saying it has got that kind of drawly, greasy southern rock and blues that I like it, basically. Well done, Model Citizen. Something else I like is GoDaddy.com, Tony.
Do you?
But I would rather like to hear a bit more about it. Do you have any information this week?
You know what? I just happen to have a little bit of information about it.
Well, slap me arse and call me Jeffrey.
Oh, Jeff, let's go.
Ow.
GoDaddy, well, it's an internet web service provider and should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website.
It should, really.
You can start by registering your own domain name, or if you have an existing name registered, then that can be transferred to GoDaddy for your site. Now, after registering your domain, you can then start building your site. And GoDaddy makes this a lot easier with its website builders. Maybe you just want to have a simple blog style site where you can,
maybe you do,
where you can add your observations, pictures, and rant to your heart's content. Maybe you want your own online shopping store.
Maybe you do.
GoDaddy can help with there too. You can add a shopping cart to your site and secure it with an industry standard SSL certificate.
What are they, Tony?
They're SLs.
Oh.
Which will protect your customers' details. You can also set up a merchant account so you can receive and process credit card payments.
That's pretty handy.
And finally, the best news of all, if you enter the code PUNKY1, that's
PUNKY1,
you can receive a 10% discount. Or if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY2, that's
PUNKY2,
which will give you 20% off orders of £20 or more. And why is that particularly good?
Because of that exchange rate, baby.
Sell out.
Thanks, Jeff. So, go to GoDaddy.com for your internet and web hosting needs.
Speaking of selling out, this Nokia internet tablet's fucking brilliant, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
The 810, I'm calling it.
Oh, yeah?
It's got all the things I want in a palm-top, handheld, some sort of internet-y poker machine device.
Poker machine.
And I could really do have one. Unfortunately, the fuckers sent it to you instead, and now I'm without one. If you'd like the chance to get one, where should you go, Tone?
Go to podshowoffers.com/N810.
And is there some sort of code on it for us?
There is. If you use the code Punky exclamation mark radio.
Is that Punky exclamation mark radio?
It is, Jeff. You can get 15% off.
How much is that?
That's 15%.
Crikey, that's good.
Yes, it is.
I'll tell you what, I'm pissed off about it, mate. I'm just really pissed off. I know we've been spending loads of time on it in previous weeks, and I don't want to dwell on the Nokia 810 internet tablet that Punky Radio is saying is really fucking good, because it is.
Yeah.
But I'm really pissed off I haven't got one.
No.
I just am. And if you're wondering why we do all this fucking salesman-type bollocks, I do feel it's important to say, right, that we pretty much make this show for nothing.
Yes.
I know that we do occasionally get someone going, oh, you sell out bastards. And I know I make a bit of a joke about it as well, because we do really sell out a bit. But it costs me more in petrol to drive from the Highwayman's Lodge to the Punky Treehouse than we get paid for the show that week.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? And vice versa. When you drive down to me, it costs you more than we get paid for the show.
Yeah.
So if someone comes in and says, listen, for a couple of fucking shekels, will you mention something? We will, because it pays our fucking petrol. Now, if petrol was cheaper, we wouldn't need to do this. So I'm advocating, rather than accusing us of selling out, oh, I've had an idea here, why not blame the oil companies and the British government? Blame Gordon Brown for being the previous Chancellor of the Exchequer, and now Alistair Darling for keeping petrol prices so high in the UK. And actually, you can bring OPEC into this as well. They're all in conspiracy with each other. Ask Al Fayed, he reckons they're all responsible.
They do, doesn't he?
Between me and Mohammed Al Fayed, everyone is guilty, right? But the long and the short of it is, if petrol was cheaper in this country, we wouldn't be so keen to hawk our fucking arses for the first 10p that comes along.
There you go.
Right, and now this.
Yes, it's my kind of town. If you'd like to come with us, take a ride on a Green Line bus. See the lights and the open land. Come on, join in, take my hand. Let's go to Harlow! My kind of town. On a Green Line bus, see the sights and the open land. Come on, join in, take my hand. Let's go to Harlow. 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 Straight, roundabout, straight, roundabout, contraband. Come on, roundabout, straight, roundabout, curve it.
Harlow, Harlow, can you go?
That's ace.
It's just a fantastic song. It's The Scourge. This is Mustang Lightning.
Of course it is.
That's The Scourge from their first album, The Scourge, which is now available on iTunes.
Yes.
You've got to get that song. If you've ever been to Harlow, that is so accurate. The only problems are with that song, I think we've discussed before, because we did play that on one of our first ever shows as well. We definitely played Harlow.
Have we?
Yeah, definitely on one of our first ever shows.
Okay.
Sure we did. Sure we did.
All right.
Could be wrong.
Might be.
Not that sure.
Not that sure, okay. No, I don't think I've heard it.
I think we've played
or maybe
that.
We
have done, man. My ears don't... Oh, no, I'm pretty sure. Harlow's track 2 of 17. Obviously, you don't need to buy them all. 79p each.
No.
Buy it. Harlow. Straight a bit roundabout. It's just like it. And Captain Marvel's inspired lyric for that as well. What I want to know is, Tony, what, and The Scourge also responsible for a bunch of cants.
Yeah.
And the Bleach Boys are doing a You Can't t-shirt we can still win this week.
Yeah.
All you've got to do is send an email to poorlybe@punkyradio.com, title your email Bleach Boys, with the answer to the following question. What song of theirs did we play last week?
Yeah.
Peace, piss. You listened to last week's show to find out. If you've already listened, listen again.
There you go. How many times as you want.
Piece of fucking piss. Just do it, twat. What I want to know is, what is The Scourge's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/The Scourge.
You are not wrong, but how are you spelling The Scourge?
S-C-U-R-G-E.
You are. Very good, Tony. It's MySpace.com/The Scourge, S-C-U-R-G-E. And that's probably be in the internet too, Tony too. And interestingly, that they're another one of the bands that Jane Bolton...
All right.
Only on a Friday. said that she, stroke he, really, really liked. So we've actually given him 2/3 of the show, really.
Wow.
He says he's got Porn Star as his... profile song on his page, his MySpace page. We should have found that his MySpace page and told everybody to add John Bolton.
Yeah.
If I track him down, I'll put him in our top friends this week. How nice of me is that?
Oh, that's lovely.
He's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's lovely. I've got a bad tooth, man.
Yes.
Now, you were supposed to remind me of the importance of the letter K, weren't you?
Oh, yeah, difficult.
I'm happy to tell you about it now.
Okay.
What was it again?
The letter K?
Yeah, what about it?
I can't remember.
Oh, how important it was.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's very important. And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
And I've been thinking about this for a while. It's because if you don't add the K when you put in any of our addresses, you get puny radio. It's not funny. No, is it? The other day I went, oh no, I've typed in puny radio. What does that mean? What does it mean? I don't think it goes anywhere.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Puny radio.
But yeah, because we've got punyradio.com, we've got punyradio.btpodshow.com, myspace.com/punyradio. It's no good.
No.
K is a seriously fucking important letter.
It is.
That was all. That was the only thing that I wanted you to remind me about, and it's taken you 3 weeks to do it. Useless bell end.
Yeah.
Anyway, Poetry Corner, I'm pleased to say, is making a return visit right now.
Yay.
And thank you very much to Jake.
Jake?
Yeah. If you... Jake Lewis Young.
Oh, yes.
Mean anything to you? I think he's just called Jake Lewis, but he's young.
He's a Facebook friend of mine, I don't know.
He's an FBer.
Is he? He's a fibber.
I like to call him a fibber. He's a fucking fibber. Thank you very much, Jake. I like getting poems. I want to do poems once a corner, poems once a fortnight, and jokes the other time.
Yeah.
All right. So we have Comedy Suburbs 1 week and Poetry Corner the next week. Mm-hmm. We have successfully had Comedy Suburbs last week, and we're successfully having Poetry Corner this week. However, I know I said I'd read out any poem you sent in, but for fuck's sake, can you please just improve the standard a little? Any form of poem, free form or otherwise, we like them when they're about the show, don't we?
Yeah.
Well, I like them about current events. I like them to be a bit funny, but they don't have to be funny. They don't have to rhyme, those of you under 16s out there who seem to think they do. And I know I said I like limericks, but since then, that's all we've got.
Right.
Jakes. Now, bearing in mind, Tony, I don't know about you, but any limerick... Any limerick. That's easy for me to say. Especially... unequivocally be... If there is... Any limerick that starts off with the line, "There once was a man from Nantucket."
Yeah.
We pretty know
where it's going.
Where it's going, yeah. And there's loads of them, because there once was a lady. There was a young girl from Nantucket. Nantucket as well. There's loads of Nantucket. But anyway, Jake has got in with the first one.
Okay.
So fair enough. Right. Here he goes. Thank you very much for this poem, Jake. What a wonderful poem it is. It's a limerick. Some of you may know it. "There once was a man from Nantucket whose cock was so long he could suck it. He said with a grin, wiping cum from his chin, if my ear was a cunt, I could fuck it." As I say, kind of saw it coming. Although you wouldn't do if it was going in your ear. You just hear it coming. But anyway, thank you, Jake. If you do have a poem for us, please do send it to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner. Now, Tone.
Yes.
I've got a bit of a problem with my tooth, mate.
You have?
I have. I went to the dentist last week, again, at 2:30.
Of course.
And I actually said 2:30, because like, mostly I've just been going, check up, clean teeth, love the job, clean bit of health, out you go, sunshine, see you in 3 months. This time around I went in, I said, "Do you know, I've developed a bit of a loose tooth over the last few days. I've got a new dentist."
Yeah.
And my dentist has been cleaning my teeth once every 3 months and a checkup. She failed to spot the gum disease I had under one tooth.
Right.
That has rotted away my fucking bone to the point the tooth is wobbly and I'm worried about losing one of my canines. Is that a canine?
No, I don't think so.
Is that his incisor?
Might be, yeah.
I don't want to lose one of my incisors. I don't want to lose one of my incisors, but anyway, it's a bit fucking wobbly. And this dentist, the new one, took an x-ray of my foot. They're useless.
Brilliant.
Took an x-ray. And said, "Oh, you see what you've got there, don't you? You've got gum disease. That's been on for ages. That's been a slow burner. Not one that's quick onset. So that's slowly worn away."
Right.
My other dentist, the last one, didn't fucking notice. Oh. Very upset about it.
Yeah.
Thing is, I can't do anything about the other dentists, can I? They're fucking gone.
Yeah.
Apparently, there is a dental ombudsman.
True.
But for the sake of a fucking tooth, man, I can't be bothered. No. The things I have to moan about, let's face it. You know, like world peace and socks and that. I'm in danger of losing a tooth, and I'm rather concerned about it, particularly as the Americans already think we have shit dental hygiene and all that, and I'm just proving it by having a rotting mouth. I can assure you that I use both my mouthwash and regularly clean my teeth. I've just got fucking gum bollocks. Anyway, just before we play the next song, because I'm a bit upset about my teeth, after I went to the dentist, I needed to cheer myself up.
Yeah.
So I had a little trip to Home Bargains.
Aww.
And now, Tony, this is like, this only happens, maybe once a month we do this.
Yeah.
Maybe once a month. What I'm going to do, I'm going to give you all the things that I bought in Home Bargains, right?
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to ask you, right, to give me how much you think they cost. And I'd like you to be sensible about this, please. Right. So here goes. Home Bargains is one of the best shops in the world. We're not sponsored by it. It makes no difference to me, petrol. It's just a fucking great shop, and I love going there because they have ridiculous things cheap. Here goes. Pedriza extra virgin olive oil, 500 millilitres.
Mm.
Box grooming shave gel. That's the brand. It was not in a box.
Okay.
Head Funk mega hold gel.
Nice.
Yeah. Aquafresh multi whitening. Not I'm going to need that one. Not having fucking teeth for long. Boing Valley cream chive and cream cheese and chive dip.
How many?
One.
Okay.
A colander.
Okay.
Some New York art. I've got a big fucking picture. Big all fucking right. Picture of like a 1940s New York skyline. Chrysler Building right in the middle looks amazing.
All right, nice.
Brilliant. One. Might be 50s. I don't know when the Chrysler Building was built. Art Deco, no, 20s.
20s, 30s then, if it's Art Deco.
So, yeah. So, it was Art Deco, wasn't it? So, yeah, it was a bit. I reckon it's about a 40s skyline. It's in black and white. It looks like King Kong a bit off it. It's brilliant.
All right.
Actually, it might have been taken from the top of the Empire State Building, hadn't seen the Chrysler Building on it.
Okay.
Oh.
King Kong was 1933.
It's after that then.
Okay.
Because they got him down. They got him down again.
You could see big gorilla prints on the top. That's yeah, after he's been.
It was like he's been in the fridge as well. Footprints in the bar.
Okay.
All right. So yeah, and that is 50 by 70 centimetres. So it's a significant piece of art.
Okay.
It's big. It's light though.
Yeah.
Brilliant picture. Tetley Green. Tetley Earl Grey Green Tea. 25 of them.
Yeah.
2 bars of Cadbury's Dairy Milk Double Choc. Not for me. Got to look after my teeth.
Yep.
Black Magic Orange Truffles. Now, that might be for me, despite my fucking teeth. They didn't look very nice. Frank Cooper's Red Currant Jelly.
Okay.
An original Blue Lou. 10 pack of ballpoint pens.
Yep.
Box of normal Tetley tea bags.
Yeah.
Ferro breadsticks, 110 grams. I always get those. I'll give you that price. They're 29p. They're
okay.
Fucking brilliant.
Nice.
And a bath sheet in grey. What do you reckon? All that.
£14.50.
You a cunt. £18.59. I thought you'd come in over. I think I probably stung you with. I think I probably stung you with the art.
Yeah, probably. I thought about £3 for that.
Or maybe I've been stung. No, it was. Don't forget, the colander was £3. The art.
The colander. Yeah, I had that for £1.
Right. The art was £4.
I wasn't doing
and well. The bar sheet was £3.
I think I did reasonably well there.
But the rest of it, I'm telling you, man, the red currant jelly, Frank Cooper's red currant jelly at 29p, retailing at £1.09. Home bargains is the place to be, man.
Retailing at £1.29.
I know. No,
this week, 29p.
It retails at £1.09.
Oh, 29p. Sorry.
It's 80p off. I'm just getting the next song out. Oh, we've done it.
Home
done
bargains, if you're listening, I apologise for
I've
that.
Done a lot of talking this week. Please release me.
I forgot to actually mention.
Let me go.
I didn't actually have a twat this week. If you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with a twat's name, where are they from, and the reason for the nomination.
And
thank you very much.
And we will remind you of that in the next bit. But first up, here's the next song, Leather Zoo. They've asked us to play this because this CD is now out. It was only out in Germany when we played it before.
Right, okay.
We were the first people, in the UK. Whoa. We were the first people in the UK to play a track off Leather Zoo's Fleur de Lis. And I'm a bit disappointed they're calling it Fleur de Lis. I would pronounce it Fleur de Lis, but then they have spelled it wrong. It should be L-Y-S and it's L-I-S. So right. It actually says Fleur de Lis. But they still haven't called it that. If you can't remember, the lead singer of Leather Zoo, Mel, isn't it? It's Mel.
Mel, yeah.
Yeah, Mel. She likes to flash her tits at us when I'm not looking, which is...
Nice tits.
Absolutely criminal. And also happens in the film The Hole.
All right. Keira
Knightley. Which I had the misfortune to watch the other night. Yeah.
Is
so,
it bad?
Yeah, it's shit.
Yeah.
It's just a load of teenagers down a fucking hole. Just a normal Thursday night for me, mate. Just fucking round up half a dozen, bung them down a manhole.
Brilliant.
All right. It gets me through the winter months.
Yeah.
No one misses them. Anyway, this is a 5-track EP called Fleur de Lis. Let's do it properly. Mm-hmm. It's steam-driven punk rock from Sheffield, mainly residing in Germany, of course.
Yeah.
All songs by G. Bowes. Let's face it, they can't say Lee. I might as well say all songs by Stephen. This is track 3, but it's not track 3 because they've got the tracks the wrong way around. It is track 3, but not the way it's listed on the back.
Right.
Because well done, Leather Zoo. It's a lovely, brilliant. This is one of those things. It might be like one of them stamps with one of those American stamps with the plane upside down.
Yeah.
That could be worth millions in 50 years. I'm keeping hold of it.
Oh, yeah.
But they've got the track listing in the wrong order.
Right.
Because Fairy Punk Princess is down as second, but it's fourth.
Yeah.
Stranger is the one we thought we were playing, but is in fact Release Me. That's third. Stranger's second. We think that Bellis Cold Wine, the last track, is in fact the last track. I think they've just got the middle three confused. Anyway, long and the short of it is, Tone, what is Leather Zoo's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Leather Zoo.
It is. It's Paulie B's Internet 2, Tony 3, and this is Please Release Me, Let Me Go. But a better version, different. It's just called Release Me.
Clocks are getting faster every hour. They're filing a petition, I'm coming a concession. It's easy, release me. We're starting to believe that there's something up the sleeve. Let's go around the town, the walls coming down. Get away with it, never get caught.
How lovely. That is Leather Zoo and Release Me. And what did I just describe that as?
The Damned with somebody else.
The Damned with Lena Lovitch up front.
That's it.
My lucky number's one. Oh, 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 oh. You know the song?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You know the name?
Must have done a good impression there.
That's very good. You got hidden talents.
I haven't.
a lot like Mel from Leather Zoo.
A lot like
Mel.
Well, hers aren't hidden.
Hey, did you see? No.
Yeah, they're only hidden to me. You've had
That's
a fucking good look at them.
That's right, nice tits.
Anyway, I'll never know. So yeah, get that. Leather Zoo, five tracks, lovely job. You probably buy it on iTunes as well, but get the CD. We should have asked them for a few, shouldn't we, really?
Yeah.
So we could have done a competition like the Beast
Boy. So they released it. Competition. Is that a printed CD and everything?
As far as I know, it's out. It's out in the UK. It's on Rock and Rose Records.
Okay.
And we're the first people to play it in the UK, and it is now released in the UK, I think, as well. It's been released. It's been out in Germany for a couple of weeks.
Okay, cool.
Anyway, up. I want to talk a little bit about El Draco and the Pieces of Hate, who I went to see last Sunday at the Diamond in Sutton Ashfield.
The Diamond, which is a diamond.
I'd never been there before, and after all the time that I lived up in Sherwood Forest, I never went there. It's in the heart of Sherwood Forest.
It is.
And what a shithole the road it's on is.
Yes, it is.
But then you walk in to the Diamond, it's like a rock and roll TARDIS.
It is. It
looks like fuck all from the outside. You go in, it's like a roadhouse.
It's brilliant.
That you'd find on the side of the freeway, well, not the freeway, on the side of the highway.
Yeah.
In the US somewhere. Oh, I'm expecting Patchy Swayze to run in and say, nobody puts baby in corner. Nobody puts baby in corner. No, if he'd said it in a Sutton accent, that would have been great, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But what a brilliant venue.
I was quite
lovely
really
restaurant area where we enjoyed our...
The diner.
Where the Diamond Diner.
Yeah.
Where I did enjoy the food.
Good burger.
Reasonably priced.
Very nice.
And happily delivered. Reasonably priced and happily delivered. Do you know, it was everything about America that you wouldn't expect here.
Yeah.
The service was friendly. The food was good. Decent sized portion. The venue itself was brilliant. The sound was good. First band on, I thought, what the fuck is going on here? Because El Draco, one of your bands.
Yeah.
We're in the Battle of the Bands there and found out they were last on. Bit pissed off, but it worked out quite well.
Yep.
First band on. What did I say the geezer look like? Oh, the geezer looked like Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
But rocked.
He was a really good singer.
Bare-chested, very skinny.
Yeah.
I think he might have been amphibious.
Quite possibly.
Because he had no hair other than on his head.
It was all
where he appeared to have some coral reef. Or at least one of those wavy sea anemone things.
Very hairbear.
It was very hairbear bunch. Yeah. But great, really good, weren't they?
Yeah.
They rocked proper.
Really?
They rocked proper. The band after that, some fat cunts band called Midnight, we don't want to talk about.
Oh dear, what the squirrels nuts was that about?
I don't know, but it wasn't worthy of the phrase squirrels nuts, certainly.
No.
Wah! 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 Bet you thought we'd forgotten that, didn't you?
Yeah,
no,
sir.
Then there was another band on, weren't there? Who were they?
The emo band.
Oh, the emo
13th
band.
13th Hour.
Oh Christ, yeah, I didn't like them.
Jesus,
I didn't like them.
No.
Then there was a band that you liked, Crimson Circle.
I really like them. Yeah.
But I just thought they were same old, heard it before, same old.
Yeah.
They were good
short,
and all
punk,
that.
Catchy. My
they
kind
weren't
of thing.
Punk.
Punkish.
Well, not even punkish. Indie.
Yeah.
Fastish indie, yeah, it was all right. And then El Draco and the Pieces of Hate
stumbled
took
the stage.
Fantastic! Like suddenly, after watching all this nonsense, out come the pirates. Yarr,
yarr.
Looking particularly good last night, I must say.
We're getting there.
And he should start calling your bass player Roger the Cabin Boy, though.
Yeah,
he does look like such a deckhand. One of the judges was pissing herself at your guitar playing all the way through.
Charming.
Because you were rocking out periodically.
Yeah.
Rhythmically and periodically. And then taking a break for the complicated bits. That's how it looked. It's like, I'm practicing, I'm having to try very hard here. I'm rocking. Oh, this is a twiddly bit. I'm rocking. It looked great. It looked really funny. It looked like Smee on acid. Right? The band were great. I really enjoyed it. I know you said you've got a new drummer who can just about keep up. That's nice.
Yeah.
He's getting there, and you will be recording soon.
Yes.
Which is good, because I want to play one of your tracks on our show.
Cool.
And you know, I'm not generous with my praise at all, where you're concerned, Tone.
No.
And I thought you were really good. I really like the band.
Yeah.
I really do like the band, and I want to hear more material from them. I want the lead singer to improve his pirate phrases and get a few more in.
Yeah,
which I think he's capable of.
Yeah.
For example, I want him to introduce the band and go around the band. He should have said Kevin Boots. He should have said on rhythm guitar Kevin Boots. He should have said at the stern, whatever the drummer's called, Frankie No Marks.
Semtex Berserker, the drummer is.
Semtex Berserker, of course.
Yeah.
Take an old pirate name. Semtex Berserker.
Semtex Berserker, yeah.
Is that his official? Have you all got names?
Yeah.
Then?
I'm Sword Juggling Ted.
Yeah, but what has Semtex Berserker got to do with piracy?
I just thought it was a good name.
It is a very good name.
Yeah.
Semtex Berserker. It's a better name than Sword Juggling Ted.
I'm far out.
Particularly camp, and thus in keeping. What are the rest of the band called?
Kev's Elbow.
He should really be Kevin Boots now.
He should be.
He's got to change his name.
But the bassist is Roger the Cabin Boy.
He is Roger the Cabin Boy, is he?
Yeah.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, good guess, Paulie B.
El Jack is the singer.
El Jack is a great band. If you do get the chance to see them, do go and watch them.
Yeah.
I was asked to mention something this week as well. Never mind. But yeah, what's their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/El Draco and the Pieces of Hate.
Fuck, it is.
But if you get a MySpace...
It's poorly being internet too, Tony's four. Damn, didn't think of that, did I? Curses.
And the Diamond, if you're going around there, it's...
Great venue.
TheDiamondUK.com.
Is it? Have they got MySpace?
I don't think so. They've got a proper website.
TheDiamondUK.com.
Yeah.
Cool.
Very good venue.
Yeah, and like, you're... Your El Draco just didn't get it when I said you should say this next song is rated R. He just looked at me and went, what?
What, eh?
And then I also said, you say this one's got a lot of chords that sound the same. It's called Seven C's. R. And he just didn't get that either. I could write you loads of pirate jokes. Let me give them to him. Can I do a list?
Of course you can.
And give you say loads of things to say.
Yeah.
Because I'd like to be a part of it.
Everyone loves the pirates.
And they should. Great crowd response as well.
Yeah, we do better with the crowd that's been drinking all night.
Of course, that's why it's best that you're on as late as possible.
Yarr!
Flaggers and tankards of mead and ale and all sorts, and yo-ho-ho and a bottle of bum. Superb. Tony, you're going to have to say something in a second.
Okay. Don't forget, people, you can go to our official BT Pod Show page, our sponsors, punkyradio.btpodshow.com. If you become a member of BT Pod Show, you can... it works like MySpace.
And that's free, isn't it? You say become a member, it sounds
free.
Scary.
You can join up, it's free, you can have a page, it works like MySpace, so you can add your friends, dig people, you can add your favourite podcasts, create your own radio channel, and you can review us, and if you do, please do, comment us, dig us, and you can even have your own podcast on BT Pod Show.
It is quite good.
We don't
really mention it enough, do we? And it is quite good, actually.
And it's free.
And it's free as well. The main thing about it is you can kind of build your own radio station, can't you?
Yeah.
Of podcasts.
Yes.
That'll just show up the whole time. They're not. It doesn't even have to be BT Pod Show signed. Anyone can have their page with their podcast on it, can't they?
Yeah. Yep.
It's quite a good thing, really. It's better for music than MySpace, but whether it'll catch on the same way, I don't know, but it's worth having a look.
Yeah, it's more... Yeah. It's better for podcasts. I think MySpace is not great for podcasts. But yeah, so there you go. punkyradio.btpodshow.com.
It's just one. And don't make sure you include the K. Otherwise,
yeah,
you get puny radio.
You don't
want puny radio. That's like me naked. Puny radio. Oh no, that's puny arsehole. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Right, should we do. Now, this week, I am in Wednesday night, depending on when you get this. It doesn't make a difference. I'm still on the same night, but hopefully, this show should be up Tuesday. Wednesday, I'm in Holsworthy in Devon. I don't know the name of the place, but the gig I'm at, but I don't think there's going to be many comedy clubs there.
Right.
In Holsworthy in Devon. So Wednesday night, I'm there. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I'm at the New Jesters in Bristol.
Oh.
They've moved across the road to what was the Magic Box, 400-seat venue. Fucking top notch, mate. Really, really good.
Nice.
And then Sunday, I'm in Luton.
Oh.
At the White House.
Okay.
Which is part of the Thingamy Centre in Luton. Free to get in. Come and watch me make a tit of myself for half an hour. Yeah, so basically I've got 5 gigs. And then the next day I'm back up here for more tooth business. And so we'll be making the third show in a row in the Punky Treehouse.
Wow.
Nice for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, I better play the last song then.
Okay.
Tortilla Flat, we played them last week. Swiss Celtic Rock. They are the only Swiss ones this week. We've done well. We've managed to cut our Swiss down from 3-1.
Yeah.
Have we? Was it 4? Was it 4 last week? No, it's 3. 3 last week. 3-1. 3-1. Yeah. I've still got it. Dustin Vin. This is Get Set. This is not from the same album we played last week. They sent us two albums, so I thought it was only fair that we played a track off one last week and a track off the most recent one this week. This came out in 2007, I do believe. So it is recent. It's called From Vine to Wine. What I want to know is, Tone, what is Tortilla Flat's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TortillaFlatCH.
Tortilla Flatch. Yeah, absolutely Tortilla right. Flatch. Sounds dirty. Great big Tortilla Flatch. Yes, it is. MySpace.com/Tortilla, TORTILLAFLATCH, Tortilla Flatch. And that makes it, controversially, Paulie B Internet 2, Tony 5. And this is Get a Set.
Look, it's all nice and look, it's all cute. What you doing with a guy like me? Wanna talk to you, wanna be with you. Are you ready for a guy like me? Do you want somebody who's been on the train? You want somebody who's been through the pain? I'll tell the girl, it's my love and me. Forget that, cause I'm set. Now don't get upset. The games are over and I was meant to be seen. Forget that, cause I'm set. Now don't get all upset. The games are off right now, it's meant to be for fucking real. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm out of my mind and doing just fine. Can you cope with a guy like me? And the crazy position that comes with it. Are you ready for a guy like me? You want some money? Right. You want somebody who's been through the pain? I'll tell the girl, it's my loving thing. We're getting set, cause I'm set. Now don't get all upset. The games are over and now it's meant to be seen. We're getting set, cause I'm set. Now don't get all upset. The games are over and now it's meant to be for fucking real.
Now, what I like about that, well, that album as much as anything else, From Vine to Wine, is on the back page you've got thanks and cheers, right? And it's a load of people they know and that, and then it's some really good ones. And then right down the bottom it says they'd also like to thank Andy in Thailand, Affluent Scum.
Right.
It's just like Andy in Thailand, Affluent Scum, you know, all the usuals. They've got some other albums out as well. Well worth checking out their MySpace page. Well done them. Next week's show we'll have some other music on. Please make sure if you get the chance that you do write an iTunes review for us. Also that from Saturday onwards you leave us a vote at Podcast Alley, that you send us a poem to Poetry Corner, that we get a joke to Comedy Suburbs, all of that stuff to PaulieB@PunkyRadio.com. Twats, Tone?
Twats to me at Tony@PunkyRadio.com. Twats name, where they're from, and the reason.
Very important, we need Twat.
We really need Twat. It's dry and empty.
Is there anything else you should be doing? Make sure that you add all the bands on this week's show to your MySpace, and make sure, if you get the chance, you buy some of their stuff. Even if it's just going to, like, the Scourges thing and just getting a 79p or 79 cents. That's one way the Americans do better than us, isn't it?
Yeah.
79 cents. We pay double what they do for a fucking song. Right, when I'm out there in a couple of weeks, I'm going to go and talk to people. I don't know who yet, but I'll sort it out.
Okay.
Yeah, for 79p, you can get the Scourge Harlow for Deaf. So I don't know, somebody else. Flatliners, we haven't played in a long time. We're going to be playing more of them.
Really good.
We have been reinvigorated with that album. We really liked it today.
Loads of tracks on
Hey Ride to Hell. I've only got as far as track four. We've now played two off it. There's 13 on it. Model Citizen, great, dirty, bluesy. I might see if they've got any more stuff. I might try and get some more from them. Leather Zoo, five tracks, any order.
Yeah.
and Tortilla Flat. We'll be hearing more from. Don't forget, when you leave a Podcast Alley comment, do let us know who your favourite band was from the show you just heard. That helps, doesn't it?
It does.
Is that it?
A few people doing that.
Oh, and while you're there, make sure you check out GoDaddy.com, and why not buy a Nokia 810 internet tablet? Yeah. What's the website for the office page again, quick?
Podshowoffers.com/N810.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Bye, Tony.
A poog! Oh, that was work. On my tooth.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network. Let the riot begin.